Happy. My friend. Hi. Good. Come see, come see.
What is your question?
Gurudev, we want you to discuss something about when you join some memorable moments, the difficulty that you encountered, something that you want to impart to us. A lesson that we will always remember.
When I started coming to the temple, Krishna consciousness was extremely sweet, very sweet, very, very sweet. At that time, when we look at devotees, we see angelic beings. Look at devotees. We respect. These are angels. They are not from this world. They are coming from there. That was the vision we had. The fragrance of incense in the temple, that was another thing. Very, very sweet. When I was practicing deep Christianity, incense was, oh, this is devilish. This is devilish. But when I came to the temple, the whole place was charged with the fragrance of incense. It was blissful. I didn't feel it otherwise. But before that, it was devil, evil. This is meant for evoking evil. How do you know it is meant for evoking evil? Devil? Let's ignorance. So it is true that living entities are suffering in this world out of ignorance. Rupa Goswami said we are suffering due to ignorance. That's causing our suffering, ignorance. So the temple environment was really sweet. And the prasada, the prasada was another thing. Very tasty. Very, very tasty. So I must say that the species of devotees those days are different from today's entities. Completely different. And when we are chastised for doing something wrong, we feel very sorry, feel very bad. We pray, we want to beg for forgiveness. We feel very, very sorry. The day he chases a devotee is hungry. Why do you say to me like that? I'm not doing anything wrong. You are the one who does not know who I am. It is you that tells you, not me. So we are different. We accept correction joyfully. Today we don't accept correction joyfully. The reason is that goodness is going down every day. Although it is the moods are three, ignorance, passion, and goodness. From Kali Yuga, ignorance is not the passion. Passion and ignorance is dominating. Goodness is every day, every moment. Goodness is going down. Ignorance and passion dominate. So these days people are more greedy, more materialistic, more selfish than before. These days. So one day, after I was still coming from my house, I will come and I will go back. I'll come to the temple, I'll go back. For two things. Mosquito was disturbing me in the temple. I don't like mosquito. Mosquito noise. And the temple was full of mosquitoes. Okay. So he disturbed me. If I sleep in the temple one day, I'll go back to the house. And I'll come after some days. Second was the devotee's attitude. The college I attended, our prophet is retired army man. Our student, what's his name?
The principal.
He is army man. So you know what he means? Heavy discipline.
Yeah.
Heavy. The army mentality we had, we were using that to govern us in the temple, in the school. Heavy discipline. Obey before
complain.
Obey before complain. Very hard, man. But you can't say anything. So when I came to temple, they would see mosquitoes are full. So 6 o'clock, we close the door. The next moment, the devotees are open the door, open and just leave it there. First thing irritates me. How will the person not understand? Yeah, the mosquito is here, he's closed the door. After all, the door was closed when he came in. So, how is it that person is a fool and it's only you who is intelligent? It's simple to close the door behind you. So I was looking at it. Should I be a devotee full time or I should be coming from my house? And I have resigned from my work. So maybe I should get back job. Is that they coming to my head? And to make it worse, one day I went to the library to take a book for reading. And I met two senior devotees inside. were they discussing? It was not Christian consciousness they were discussing. They were discussing their difficulties. So when they saw me come inside very happily, and one of them said, "See this one. Now he's running, jumping. And when you come inside, you see." I had that. How will you feel if you are going to work in a company and the workers are telling you, "You want to join this company? Come and join. You will see." How will you feel? Happy?
Discouraged.
There are senior devotees there, not dinner. There are senior devotees who are speaking like this. I heard what they said, but I didn't take it seriously. Oh, what is this? It is sufficient for someone to think otherwise when you hear that. People are practicing this thing and are telling you that when you come inside, then you see. So you better don't come inside. But I didn't feel like that. That time I was thinking very highly about it. So that thought didn't register in my head. But these two devotees I have left, these two devotees who were saying like this, they have left. One of them went to America. The movement sent him to America. When he got there, he left the temple and merged. So he's not practicing again. And one of them became first temple president in Bada temple. He was the first temple president in Bada. So we were the first settlement to open the Bada branch. So he was our temple president. And when he was changed from his service as a temple president, he also left the temple. He left the office. Now he's not practicing. Because his service was changed. A devotee should not be attached to position. A devotee should be attached to service, not position. Service. Position is temporal, but service is eternal. A devotee who is attached to service will remain satisfied with any service. Any service. Hey, a pujari is okay, a cook is okay, sankiran is okay. All our services. Whatever service that comes, it's okay, it's a service. But if we are attached to position, although it's the same service, but the position is changed, we'll be affected. So he was affected by the change. He left the movement. I was junior to him, he was already second in the set, and I was not in the set yet. So when he was very kind to me. And so I had that chance to talk to him. As a friend. So I tell him, Prabhu, you should not leave. Because he told me, the service has been changed Now he doesn't want to go back to the headquarters, he wants to go. I said, no, don't go, you should stay here. He left. So that was the first. Oh, not the first. That was the second test which I got. The third one. That was the third test. Second one. There's so many. The second test was I was practicing other things before I came to this one. Some other spiritual things. And I want powerful mystical book. Mystic exploration. Psychic exploration. I was reading those books. And I came to the temple with it. And after prasadam, I just dropped it on the window like this. And I went behind to go and wash my hand. When I came back, the book I tell the temple commander, I misplaced my book here, somebody took it. He asked me, what is the title? I say, psychic exploration. He said, forget it. Huh? In this place? In this place, okay, yeah, forget it. It's gone. You won't see it. Why? I said, why? You won't see it. And he left me. I didn't see it today. How can
the temple?
Yeah, the temple. How can someone steal in the temple? That was something in my head. How can someone steal in the temple? An environment like this? Are they not reading what the proper wrote in the books yet? So because we're expecting that when we come here, everybody is going to follow what is in the books. That was the expectation. When that is not there, it's very, very disturbing. So I was repeating that. Forget it. Forget it. From the temple to my house, that the one try was sitting and I said, forget it. Forget it in this place. Right? I tolerate it, somehow or other I tolerate it. The other one was, Krishna has a lot of, yes, has a lot of ways how to prepare devotees who are really ready for him, full of obstacles. It is not devotional service, it is obstacles by nature. The obstacles are because of our own condition. It's our condition. So I came to the movement as a musician. And there's a friend. He's not a musician, but he likes it. So what he knows, we became friends. We are friends like that in the temple. Everything we're doing together. We live together, we sleep together, everything we're very close. His mother lives in Canada. So he wrote, and I was having interest to go to Jamaica in the future. That is our heroes, yes, our heroes are from Jamaica, yes. So he wrote to his mother that he has a friend who is into music and wants to go to Jamaica. He can help. So she agreed and sent us ticket to come to Canada. The mother is not a devotee. So if you go to Canada, she not stay in the temple, all of them. I have no money. They're going to depend on someone. So you'll be giving order to the person I don't eat this, I don't eat this, I don't do this. So I was thinking in my head, if I go to Canada, how would I continue with my Krishna consciousness? It was very enticing that they have this facility to. And in Africa, we like to go to this country. So it's a good chance to. Krishna didn't do this to me when I was in Ottawa. He did it just when I just had it. He provided this one very easily. Very easy, yeah, free. Ticket with visa. They send us message from the embassy. Not that I have to go and queue, and I have to fill online, and go and queue and spend the whole day for interviews. They send the visa from the embassy directly with a ticket, just go.
Are you going there to army or for preaching purposes?
I was going as a musician, not to go and preach Krishna consciousness. But I already come to temple, so I was considering my options. Yes. Should I take my Krishna consciousness or should I leave it and take my music? So for days I was thinking, what to do? My friend was saying, let's go. Everything is ready, visa is ready, ticket is ready, so what else? Let's go. My mind was thinking of a devotional life. So somehow the person helped me. He helped me that. I told my friend, I'm sorry, I'm not go because I don't know what will happen when I will get to Canada and then to Jamaica. At that time, there were no temples in Jamaica. They were not doing it. So what happened? So I'll be defeated. I said, I'm not going. That's how we didn't go. Now, I stayed in a temple and we went to open a new temple. So our first temple president was changed, so he left. So they brought another temple president, the Kadasi. Yes, he was left to join the side of the Kadasi. She was our temple president after 30 years, our first temple president. So one day in the morning, we were taking prasadam. And one devotee asked him a question. Radha and Krishna and Rukmini Dwarkadesh. Rukmini Dwarkadesh. Because at that time we have the picture of Rukmini Dwarkadesh in our altar. And in Lagos we have Radha Shyamakant. So this devotee asked, so which is superior? But he said he doesn't know. And that he will travel to Lagos, that in Bhavananda from the residence of Swami. He will travel about 100 kilometers to go and ask. I didn't even say anything. By that time we followed together. So I didn't say it. He was our senior, and he was there. And the question was not to me. The question was to him. So I didn't say anything. I told him. So he finished his prasadam, and he left. I was sitting there with my friend, the devotee who asked the question. The two of us were staying in the same ashram, so we can discuss. I told him Radha Krishna is superior. So the president came back and asked, what did you say? I didn't repeat it, I kept quiet. I didn't say anything again, I kept quiet. He was angry. He was angry because his second is. I was still
you.
Yes, I was still you, not initiated yet. At that time, he was angry. I didn't recommend me to initiate. Because of that, he didn't recommend me. During the initiation time, he didn't recommend me. I mean, before then, he was speaking it in the class. So I was ready. Either he would recommend me or not. I was prepared for it. And eventually, he didn't put my name. It is my Gurudev who wrote my name. My name was the last, and it was in his handwriting. Other names were typed. Only my name was last and his writing. There is no writing. See, not discouraging your temple president, not recommending you. Is this encouraging or discouraging? And even before then, he had been singing it all the time in the class against you. So what was the offense here? If you want to look at it materially, you can say, well, why this? But look at it positively. I didn't go to complain, I didn't report, but my name was there. So what's the problem? So before I came here, one devotee asked. He has mentioned some difficulty to me before. So I told him, don't use computer again. Stop using computer. So he told me he has shut down, he has closed some site on his computer. So since then he has been keeping to it. A few days ago, his mind was going so the unnecessary thing was bombarding his consciousness. He became very angry with Krishna. Krishna, I'm trying to be a devotee. I'm trying to chant. I'm trying to read. I'm trying to be free. Why allow this to happen to me? He was angry. I started looking, see so many faults. So the question is, why Krishna is allowing difficulties or disturb a devotee who is trying to follow? The person who is trying to follow, where is Krishna's protection here that he still has so many problems? Right? Does it make sense? Why should a devotee still have problem when he or she is trying his best to be a devotee? Why Krishna is not protecting the devotee from difficulty so that everything goes? Yeah, just goes smoothly, no hitch. Why?
Krishna wants to bring that devotee closer to him. That's why
Each obstacle is a new test whether we can support Krishna's
testimony. We have the answers. Everything we are saying is correct. Everything we say is
correct.
It's a test from Krishna, yes? Krishna wants to see if our interest is genuine.
Our devotion. He wants to bring us closer to
Krishna. Wants to bring us closer. All are correct. But do we feel like this sometimes ourselves?
No.
When there's difficulty, we remember Krishna?
No, not really. Sometimes you're overburdened. You say, why is this happening to me? And
yes.
So on. You complain.
So, if we know, why are we asking Krishna why? We have given very good answer to this devotee, but why we ourselves are still tormented by the same thing? We theoretically hear some theory. Not a theory, philosophy. No one becomes satisfied just by philosophy. Right? What philosophy are you going to speak to an addict that will make him more change? There is a need for a healthy environment to support that philosophy. We need a support. A healthy environment. A community that is free from those things. So we have a rehabilitation camp, you know? Why? People are kept separate from the normal environment. So a suitable environment to be created for that, not just philosophy. Yes. So though we have had philosophy, we have also repeated it many times ourselves, that when the same problem comes, we become a victim ourselves. That is a sign that the philosophy alone is not sufficient. We need you to go beyond that by having healthy environment, a situation that will support, will protect us from that. Until we become realized of that philosophy, become realized. So in the morning we're talking about Gyan and Vigyan. Without Vigyan, Gyan alone is not sufficient. In English they will say half education is dangerous. And then to make it more practical, who enjoys eating a half baked cake? Who enjoys half baked cake? Who enjoys it? Right? Nobody. that is what knowledge means. We enjoy it perfectly baked cake. It's relishable, but not a half baked. So knowledge alone will not satisfy us. We need to realize that knowledge by regularly hearing and practicing that. Along with those who are experienced in the field, it is then we have the strength, because we have the knowledge, we have the strength. That when something happens, we will easily accept it and tell Krishna, thank you. For a devotee to come to that level of of always telling Krishna in all situations, all circumstances, every time, thank you, Krishna, thank you, Krishna, thank you. That is a perfectional stage. Not the practitioner stage, it's a perfectional stage. I want to remain yes to Krishna. That is a fortunate devotee.
But Gurudev, even though sometimes circumstances doesn't favor us, and we don't have this conducive atmosphere to practice our devotional service and we feel very dejected, how can we fight that?
Depend on Guru and Krishna. Devotees who are connected with the Supreme Master will never feel empty. The time a devotee will feel the weight of his or her problem is when we are not conscious of the Supreme Master.
So we should try always to maintain that link between the Guru and the disciple.
Yes. A devotee who is constantly praying for the shelter, the spiritual master, begging protection for shelter, we will remember the Guru at the time of difficulty. We will remember, somebody is there for me. And you cry to him, the problem will disappear. I saw Srila Prabhupada's life with his disciples. The majority of his servants had problems. Majority of the closest servants were serving him directly. They had problems. Majority. I also saw that with my Guru Dev. All those who serve very closely are doing that. So, when it was my turn to do the service, before Guru comes, he's praying. I'm not equal to these devotees. Yet they have difficulty. So what would happen to me who is not to their level? Therefore, I beg you to protect me and help me so that in the process of my service, I shouldn't be destroyed. Like the offenses, knowingly or non-offenses that I will commit. I will beg sincerely for protection. That would seem to me. I'll pray before he comes, and I'll pray while he's there. We pray. Prabhupada knows some of the devastating situations that we pass through.
You are together? Sorry, I don't know you so much.
Yes. He knows. Devastating problems. It's the prayers which we make, recognizing our situation. I'm not equal to this level, this devotee's level, and they have problems. So what will happen to me? It's finished. But I don't want to leave, so I'm begging you. Because I was praying sincerely, I got protection. And what is keeping us? Is it protection? In the second canto of Bhagavatam, the Lord Brahma was protecting his son, Narada Muni.
Second canto?
Yes, second canto. The Brahma, he asked Narada Muni, do you know why Maya cannot touch me? You know? As I'm creating and identifying with Maya, so I am with Maya. But do you know why? Even though I am with Maya, Maya cannot touch me. Do you know? No, sir. I don't know a father. So my brother said, listen, my son, let me tell you. I am holding the lotus feet of Lord Krishna with any little, any strength left in my body. This is how I'm holding Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Because I'm holding his lotus feet with great zeal, Maya cannot do me anything. That's my secret. So Brahma didn't say, by the strength of my knowledge, he didn't say that. But he is Vedagarbha. The Brahma didn't go to school. He has his own knowledge. Can you imagine? When we go to school, we have to think we're very proud. So how will it be if you don't go to school, you are yourself, the master of knowledge? How will it feel? So where's the level of Brahma? Well, how will it feel? This world, it will not contain. That is Brahma. But he didn't say, the secret of my success is the strength of my knowledge. He didn't say that. He didn't say, because I have forehead, so I can see all directions. I know where Maya is coming from, so I'm protected. He didn't say that. Because I'm holding the lotus feet of Krishna with great zeal, Maya cannot touch me. Look at Brahma speaking. The devotees who are holding on to the lotus feet, the spiritual master, Sir Prabhupada said, hold my duty. Prabhupada said what? Hold my duty and do what? I will do what? Oh, kick Maya. Prabhupada said. So if you are holding Prabhupada duty, where will Maya be? Far away, because Prabhupada has kicked him away. So, a devotee has problem. A devotee will have problem. Only when we are deviating from the process of the priest and the standard. A devotee will never have problem until at the point when we are not stand up, we are stepping aside, no more shelter. Just like, so we have a house, right? We are sheltered by the sun, by the rain. The shelter is there, if you stay inside. If we stay outside, the shelter will be there. Rain will beat us, or the sun. See, if you want to be protected, you should stay within the shelter of Krishna. Nothing will happen to such a devotee. So for us to be able to remain fixed in our practice, and say yes to Krishna in all circumstances, let us be conscious of the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Hold on to their lotus feet. They will be protected.
Guru Mahārāja, very often we hear the term, we have to be conscious of the spiritual master. Does it mean that we have to be conscious, like the physical body of the spiritual master, or to the instruction that he has given us?
The physical form of the spiritual master, is he always with us 24 hours? We don't see him 24 hours every day. So seeing his spiritual master means what? It's not the form. It's not the form. The instruction he has given is to follow it. As hearing, he is teaching. You take those teachings to the heart. Oh, you take the teachings to the heart and follow it. Remember, we're told like this, we're told like this. This is what we should do. How we should do it. We should do like this. Follow that. That's our protection. That is being good conscious.
Can we liken this to Sita's experience? And Lakshman told her, as long as you are within this circle, you will be protected.
Yes.
Once you move outside it, you will be in danger.
Yes.
And then she did not remember, or she just took it for granted. Because she was tricked to cross it, and she was kidnapped.
Yes.
Unlike him.
Yes. Yes. Lakshman told her, stay within this circle. She didn't stay there. Ravana couldn't enter there. He tried, he couldn't enter there. So, he asked her, I'm too old, no? I'm too old, so please. You are too old, you came all the way from your house to this point. Guru will have protected us if we are conscious of Guru. This intelligence will have come. Guru will have supplied intelligence. How is it that you are too old to have come all the way from your house just to this point that then you have not stayed to take a step? Maybe something. But when we are Guru conscious, Krishna conscious, this intelligence will come. When we are not conscious of Krishna, intelligence also will not be there. So, Ravana said, please, give me something. I'm too old, I can't. So she stepped out. She remembered, but she didn't follow. She remembered, when she wanted to step out, she went back. And then come out again. And we also have difficulty understanding how we fell from our position. So we're wondering how do we fall in the presence of Krishna, how do we fall? So Sita stepped at the Ramachandra was not there in the forest. Ramachandra was not there when Sita desired the deer. The Supreme Lord was present. Right? The Lord was present. Right before the Lord, she desired that. So where does it come from?
Our desire.
Yes. It was right before the Lord. The Lord was there. Even though the Lord told her that this is not ordinary deer, see, a deer cannot be so attractive like this. So this is too extraordinary. No, I want it. I will go and show Kausala when we get back to her. I will go and show to her. Yeah? Okay. She was one. No. Yes. The result was that they are adopted by Dharma.
But that scene is a very touchy one. Okay. We cannot easily comprehend it. Because even Lakshman when he was, she was a curse.
Yes.
She spoke wrong words.
Very harsh word. Huh? Now I know the reason why you're calling us. You see? It's because of me. I've been waiting for your brother to die so you can take me. You see? I know your secret.
Hey.
I couldn't take it. It's very painful to accuse someone unnecessarily. Very painful. If someone does something wrong and you feel comfortable, but not something that doesn't exist at all in you, and somebody telling you, I know why you have come here. I know. Because of me. See? So you are happy to see your brother killed. So you can take me. It was 2 months for the last minute. But still, he didn't just, okay, I want to protect you and you don't want, so okay, let me leave you. He didn't do that. That's the difference. He protected her, stayed here, don't step out. What's he step out? Desire. Yes.
She was both powerful, and through the years of austerity and penance, could she protect herself when she was being assaulted by Ravana?
See, Lokesha is using every person he plays to teach us lesson, to teach us what we are. The problem is not Sita, the problem is us. Lokesha is using the person to show us what we are. So it's not about Sita. It's about us. She cursed Ravana. So she's aware of what is happening. She's aware. She knows this is going to happen. She was practicing austerity to help Lord Krishna as her husband. So that time Ravana was passing his airplane and he looked down and saw a beautiful young girl is wasting her life in austerity. What is this? So he came down. And he look around. You see how her husband with her eye here? This is a demon. But they have principle. They have knowledge. They have etiquette. He first of all check who is protecting this lady here. Anyway, if there is a man protecting her, what is that? He got a blessing that no man can give him. Sorry. No problem. So he came to her. Oh, beautiful lady. You are too young to practice your state. You sometimes our parents tell us like that. Right? Ravana philosophy. We are preaching Ravana philosophy in the name of Krishna consciousness. So Ravana said, you are too young to perform austerity. At that age, you're supposed to be with a young husband to gratify your senses fully. When you become old, then you can do this thing. So please, my dear, don't do this. Get up and come with me. I will teach you life. Don't waste your life. This is too precious for you to. She was doing her meditation carefully. Ravana continued to speak to her. So she opened her eyes and saw that one. She said, please, just go away. Don't talk to me. Go away. Ravana has no power to go there because, you know, she was not properly dressed in the forest. She was not dressed like
forest.
Yes, in the forest. No. The performer said you cannot wear your bangles on them and everything. Everything was there. So she just used something to cover her bare, and the heart was showing. When Ravana saw that, he was captured. He had no single strength in his body to leave that place. So she warned him, go, but Ravana couldn't. He was captured. So to stop her from that austerity, so she can see, so he held her head. Oh, she was very angry. He polluted me, so he used a hammer and cut it off. That one was still holding the hair in her hand. So she told Ravana, I will appear my next life to destroy you. For contaminating me, doing austerity, I will destroy you in my next life. And immediately she connected the air from inside to the air outside, and fire came out and burned her body. So she was born as Ravana's daughter. Sita is Ravana's daughter. She appeared as Ravana's daughter. So astrologer told Ravana that this is your daughter. This your daughter is your enemy. So we are baffled in this material world. We don't understand what is happening. We are baffled with what is happening. So Krishna consciousness is so powerful that we should become Krishna conscious. A Christian advice in all circumstances. If you're not Christian conscious, every step is very dangerous and baffling. Sita Devi is Ravana's daughter. So astrologer told him, your daughter is an enemy. So you better do away with her now before she becomes a big girl. So Ravana ordered his servants to throw the baby away. It's a small tiny baby, so without the mother, to throw the baby away. So they put the baby in the box, like today women are doing. You put the baby inside the pot, in the box. Box. And they threw Sita. Providence took, that is true, like it's true. What is the difference of our throwing a stone? As powerful as we are. But those who are really powerful, not us. When he drew from Ayodhya, Sita fell in Mithila. That is where the place you call it Nepal today. Nepal. It's far. Fell there. So when the King Janak was plowing the field, and the boss came and opened the box, the baby was inside. Ah, baby. So he gave to his wife. So Sita was nursed by King Janak and his wife. But she is Ravana's daughter. One day, as she was playing with table tennis in the, and the ball fell under the, so Sita used left hand to to lift it up and took her ball. And Janakshi said, "My daughter, what? This ball, this is Lord Shiva weapon. Nobody can lift it. It's a tiny baby. Well, left hand. She used left hand to pick it up so he can take her ball." Can Janakshi saw that? Ah, any man who will marry my daughter but be able to
lift the ball.
Well, nobody could do it. And on her Swayamvara ceremony, Ravana was there. He was there to marry his daughter on ignorance. I say ignorance. He didn't know. He didn't know the person he's coming to take as a wife is his own daughter. And he was the only person, Ravana, among all the satyras who came, the only person who was able to shake that weapon was Ravana. He really powerful. But he fell down. Ravana fell. But he was the only person who can move a little bit. The boat was too heavy that pushing Ravana fell. And shamefully left the the ceremony out of shame.
Yeah,
he was humiliated in the arena. Until Lord Machanda came. You see? You see what Lord Machanda did? When all the satyras failed, King Jana was serious in anxiety. He lamented. "So there is no satriya in this world again. What are you telling me? That nobody can marry my daughter? What is happening? No satriya again in this world?" Maybe it's a little way. But Ramachandra was ordered to go by his guru. When he stood up, he didn't go. What did he do? He offered obeisances to his guru, conscious of him. He offered obeisances, whether blessing, all difficulties become easy. So the guru gave him a blessing. Then Lord Machanda came. He's the supreme person of Godhead, but his teaching was an indicator. Had to be empowered to do something. He was taken to go and kill demons to protect the rishis who are practicing austerity, but here he's going to do something. He's taking blessing from his guru first. Then he went very peacefully, fully composed. I like that. I like him when he's going so peaceful, so composed, no stress, nothing, just happy, just easily, no anxiety. In the same way as Sita did, he used his left hand to raise the weapon effortlessly. Took the quiver, arrow from the quiver, and placed it there, and called it. Bah! Everything broke, and King Jana was very happy. "Yes! Now I have been Lord. Yes, my daughter cannot be a widow. I have been Lord now. Suitable for my daughter." Very happy. So Sita took gallant. He was coming. Smiling and very gracefully placed Ganon on the Machanda. Yeah, I was seeing each other. Very sweet. Very sweet. They see each other's eyes, they become one. They enter into each other. Alright. Is it around peace?
Guru Maharaj, regarding the order of the spiritual master, I read from the second canto that the order of the spiritual master is the internal energy of the Lord. So does it mean that when one is following the order of the spiritual master, he becomes under the divine, the shelter of the divine energy?
Yes. That was it. Great office. All right, let's see that. Yes. The devotee who is following, keeping the five-gritty principles, is chanting millions of years every day, has a fixed series, practicing very nicely, is not under Durga. Is under Krishna directly. Directly.
Spiritual master, if we think and meditate upon the difficulty, the Kunti and the prayers to Lord Krishna, I think that we can suppose so many obstacles, because Queen Kunti says that to remember Krishna we should have most obstacles. So having this rationale, I think that each obstacle when comes in our life, when we think about Queen situation, we can appease ourselves.
We are not on the level of Kunti. We should not play like that. We're jumping. When we are on that level, we can pray like that. For now, we should pray like that. We should pray to Krishna to help us remove obstacles so we can practice worship. That's what we can do on our level. When we reach that level, we can pray like that. Because if Krishna responds, we won't be able to handle it. That is not a prayer for a new fight. That is pure devotee prayer. Pure. The conditions of. Because Kunti never forget Krishna for a moment. Not a moment. So it is prayers from Queen Kunti. The Prabhupada said, teachings of Queen Kunti. It's a prayer someone is offering. Prabhupada turned it to the teaching of Queen Kunti. It's an instruction. So when we are on the level of Kunti, then we can pray. No problem.
I wouldn't be sure how to put it. But as you are speaking these things, they look so real and meaningful. Real and meaningful, and they make sense. But we still find out that when we are subjected to trying situations, we sleep, we fall for that situation. Otherwise, I don't know how to put it, but what is the cause one and what is the solution to?
Yes, we have already explained that when we hear something, and we are giving practical examples so we can enter into us. For it to become our life, we should practice and
should practice.
Should practice. It to become reality. Something practical which we can feel ourselves. When we are consciously practicing the instructions, the teaching in which we are getting, we become protected by it. So whenever we have any difficulty, we remember the spiritual master, we pray to the person. The men know that the spiritual master, following his instruction, will become very strong. And when something happens tomorrow, we will smile and continue to do that. Why we don't feel it? Because we don't practice, and we don't grow conscious. That's the reason. We're not good conscious. Like I give you an example. I was praying for protection from the book, so he protected me. So the difficulties my brothers and sisters had, what they were saying, I didn't pass through. Because I was praying seriously.
And you write it also?
Yes. I write him later, even when he's there with us in the same temple. I write. Is it? Up to the point one day he even came to the office asking me, have a letter from me. Alright. It was my dream yesterday, this morning. I was telling you something. Pasika.
Tough to accept his God, the Krishna consciousness woman, since you were saying that he was studying divinity. So maybe he was studying to become a pastor or something like that. Then how did your parents react when you say that you are going to, okay, just cast aside the Bible perhaps and pray the Bhagavad Gita, the ISKCON, the
My parents didn't have difficulty with it. The only problem was the only problem I was having with my parents. I didn't want to marry. That was a serious problem. They were not happy at all. It became a serious problem. That was nothing. Everything else is okay. Yes, sir. So I can say unfortunate because I don't have any problem with parents disturbing me from practice like others. Yes, Christian consciousness is difficult.
Yeah.
Very, very difficult.
I'm down telling you.
Because sometimes my colleagues ask me, how come I have chosen, you know, so to say, I put it in inverted commas, please don't be offended. They say, okay, why you have chosen a black Swami and not an Indian Swami or they sometimes see white swamis and they find it a bit, you know, they themselves are leaving their religion to embrace our religion, you know, the Hinduism. And they find it really amiss. And they ask me these types of questions.
Yes. Padma Purana says that for anyone to be a devotee now, we have practiced in the past life. It's not something you just think now. For one who has not practiced Krishna consciousness in the past, you can't be a devotee this time. Even if you live here, you will not be a devotee. Well, you see, most of our people, our neighbors, they hate us more than anyone else. And while someone is coming very far away to the temple, the person who is living next building to the temple is very, very antagonistic to the devotee. The person has not practiced. And most of the the disciples have connection with the Christians also. Not just the whimsical thing.
Yeah.
So you know the physical thing, so they will not know that.
Yeah, exactly.
And our philosophy also supports that. The philosophical point of view is you support this. And spiritually, the connection is there from the past.
Once in your words, how did one journey? And the journey is a little bit curious one by the in these books. That when somebody approaches Krishna consciousness and they see the different incarnations of the Lord and so many things appears to be very awkward. It is practically, it is impossible how God can incarnate in so many forms and so on. It's like Ananda says, Hayagriva, and five-headed Lord Shiva, Brahma, and so on. The Lord's lying in the Kota Dosha, all these things. Before you, how did you feel when you came across these informations?
I have no difficulty at all. It's nothing, I didn't have anything, no difficulty. Nothing. The philosophy is perfect, and everything is perfect. Everything.
No doubt.
Perfect. The face, and my father has, in Africa we have all these fetish things, some idols. So my father has all these things, like he has. So he worship all these idols. My father does those things, and I know how they have power, they speak. So when I came to the temple and I saw deity, I have no single problem at all with you because my mind, oh, this is the best one. The one my parents are doing, this is the best one. So it's pure. The same for me, I was free. I'm not doing good with dates or. There's no one for you.
But as you see, unless you have practice in the past,
yes,
then it's really difficult to get it. You have to speak of other traditions. Even in the Hindu tradition, it is, you can say 75% seems very doubtful about all these things.
Yes. So many. Indians don't accept that this is true. One Indiana. A devotee, African devotee, is preaching Christian consciousness. You saw a devotee preaching Christian consciousness. So he stopped. So the devotee was thinking, I got a very nice place to want to. And in the end, he brings his wallet to, it means he's going to give a donation or he's going to buy the book. But this man took the money out, went and purchased Bible to come and give to a devotee. Bible, Indian. Buy a devotee to give to African devotee who is preaching Christian consciousness. Devotee preaching Christian consciousness. Indian man is buying Bible and giving to a devotee. I should give up these things and read Bible. But Jesus is the way. Somebody with the devotee was shocked. Indian is doing this. You understand? So Krishna consciousness is true, as our philosophy explains it, is perfect. It's true. The Prabhupada called this society a society for Krishna consciousness. He didn't say God consciousness. And his God brothers, they have Saraswati Maharaj, Gaudiya Maharaj, this man, Chaitanya Maharaj. Prabhupada never mentioned any master. He said society for Krishna consciousness. If you try to understand what that means, this society for Krishna consciousness. Yes. And he boldly told his American disciple, he's called his American society. He didn't say it's Indian society. Prabhupada said this is American society. He's come. Why he didn't say Indian society? Since it's American society. Yes.
It's because the Hindus, we are not having faith in these scriptures and we are moving over here. We are adopting other.
Yes. One day, the senior devotee was. Say, Prabhu, don't blame us. This is not about culture. I say, Prabhu, what are you saying? What is your culture? Krishna consciousness is the original culture of the soul. So what are you talking about? This is the culture of the soul. Anything else is outside. If it is not our culture, why are we taking to it? If something is foreign, don't do it. So Prabhupada gave examples. Perfect example. See, sometimes when you look at Prabhupada, you be, it's good to just smile and tell Prabhupada thank you for what you are, for what you have done. Look at all the philosophy from other traditions. Prabhupada gave philosophy and he gave perfect analogy. How can you imagine analogy in philosophy? Prabhupada put analogy. The working ability is there in the child. If the working ability is not the child will not work. Especially when you try and force and have to improve it, you stop it. But because it is there, the child will continue. Become perfect. If Christian consciousness is not original, who will not take the meat. And in some way, we're really satisfied with Christianity. Why would we want to give it up to? And look at pastors in Nigeria, they're big, billionaires. Companies close down, but churches in Nigeria will say, they never close down. The companies are closing down, they're falling off. The church never fall down, increasing. They're cheating people, making billions.
I read a German article about this Christian base. They used to receive it just to convince people. And I saw that when I was reading these proper books and reading this book, there is some attraction for economic development. And it's mixed somewhat, just did not cure devotional service. They try to convince just adding something for your material benefit, just you can join this Christianity.
Yes.
Yes.
They're not preaching Christian because they're preaching materialism.
Yes.
That's what people are going to do. If you put the four principles in the Christian, how many people remain there? The church will become empty.
The staple must be coming.
They will live there. Because they tell them, come. Money, God will give you everything, come. We pray for you. If the church to say, no illicit, say no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit.
Empty.
We're looking for members.
What do you think is so many Muslims that they're not truly conscious of this, what they eat, meat? That it should be halal, and how halal is performed. The reality about halal and what God has accepted, how to do it. So it is not a hypocrisy about
this. Muslims are fools.
I think they know it.
They are fools, ignorant. The intellectual, those who are really adept in that, they don't eat meat. They are not fanatic. They are not those who are making noise and killing people. They are not. They are not. 99% of Muslims, they are all fools. It's a foolish religion. And that is why they are very violent. Malanuru in Kaduna, it was his mom who told him to become a Hare Krishna devotee. Yes. Yes. His own leader told him, see my friend, let me tell you. They are Muslims. And he's the head.
Muslim.
Yes. So let me tell you. If you want to be God, look for religion from the East. Don't depend here. Huh? You know what shocked? Look for any religion from the East. That's the way you find God. So when he met the devotees, they said, I collected the books. He went and told him that he said, I promise, yeah, for you. Other members wanted to kill him. This man defended and said, leave him. He's practicing to kill him. Yes. He was there. Yes. The majority are fools, completely fools. Foolish. They are foolish. Foolish people. They don't like them because they're violent religion and they are fools. They can't understand anything. But those who are very intelligent, who are scholars, who study the scripture, they are very wise. They don't make noise, they don't have any trouble with anybody. They're cool. This one is the proper disciple. Her husband is A Muslim. Krishna Nandini.
I think, where did I meet in the
US? In Ghana? Ghana,
please. There's a place I met the meeting.
Maybe in India.
I can't remember.
They came with Sati. They were there.
Hmm. And they said, the husband is not stopping her from.
No, he came with her.
Hmm.
He came with her to Mayapur, the temple, any place he goes. He's doing it too. Even last year, I went to.
It looks like it's in Ghana.
That's what I'm saying, now, because he came. The husband didn't come, but she came. Hmm. In Mayapur, the husband was there. Hmm. With her. In last year, I was in the US, so I asked him, why you are fighting, and you are not fighting? Why are these fighting? Show me, where is it in the Quran that all these things are in the Quran? Show me, can you show you something? In a temple, I was asking him this. We finished the program that they said the wife came to with her daughter. So we discussed it. So he came also to join us. So I was asking him this. Say they are not Muslims.
Yeah, they are not Muslims. Because there is no place either in between heaven and hell in the Bible, in Muslim tradition. Or
yes.
Hell and heaven.
Yes, they have that. They have the concept of hell, the hellish burning of the hell. The same foolishly like Christians. They don't have the full understanding. I suppose every person they give detail of hellish burning. Very mysterious. Very mysterious. 28 And so what the Goswami said, after this 28, if you take one, it's unlimited. You can take one as good, and you see it's unlimited. Thank you.
Cow eating, cow killing, that has been said in the Quran, but I think tomorrow I'll mail you or I'll ask you later time.
Alright.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Tomorrow you'll be giving lectures around 2 or?
Yes.
Okay. I might be working tomorrow as well, depends on the radio program. But if I finish
later, I'll come.
Right,
waiting for you. Yes. Scripture, if I study the Vatan, is very sweet. If you really know how to study the Vatan, it's sweet. You have to. You enjoy. Someone believes in our scripture. Someone believes. Especially when we meet in India, Bidama has friends. I look at the verse and say, let us discuss this. Very sweet. They are big scholars. English scholar, Sanskrit. He's already Radha Govind Maharaj. He's very fortunate. All their family members, Radha Madhava Maharaj, and the Dharam Chandra also. You kill it? Radha Madhava
Maharaj.
Yes.
Powerful.
Yes, he came here last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. When we meet, maybe if you come and sit down, you can enjoy the water. Discuss Bhagavatam. You can't believe you teach Bhagavatam in everything. You'll be talking. Sweet. Very nice. Well, the Indian, they are dry. They don't feel very. They don't feel sincere. Just the color. The devotee is speaking about it's the same Bhagavatam. Very same. Raghu Gobind Maharaj, the word Bhagavatam he said, he don't look at the book. He doesn't look at the book. You hold the book, you just be reading on. Just step by step like that for you, like you read it. That's what he said. We've been reading right from childhood. It's Bhagavatam. Start chanting right from childhood.
Well, he was sick. So he was sleeping like this night. He was waiting to recover it for 7 days. So he could not walk. The devotees came and heard his speech on Bhagavatam. And said, how can I am not well there? It's not been good. So then he said, sometimes he said, yes, nobody matters. Just keep just like this man. I'm no better about those. So I'll give you some kind of food.
Everything is in his head. Yes. And word for word.
Yes.
Yeah, word for word. All complete. So you know by the Nami channel. It's small. It's sweet.
It comes here, Moses.
Yes.
Now region does this year he did not come. That since 2011, so 2012 he became.
Very good. So every time you see it, you give Baba.
I had one question which was always disturbing me. I was just this perfectly during Krishna consciousness. I saw one butcher shop. He is selling beef and so on. And the mosque is just about 25 meters from the shop. So I saw him just washing his hand and just turning to the most appropriate. I was thinking, how is it this so contradictory? Is it the officially and we are not allowed to stick there? But I was thinking of it for a long time, just from a very different idea, very precise answer. Just to confirm, really, that all the human beings should be vegetarians. So, some time ago I came across a book written by Muslim devotees, Akif Maaf. I think he is from Saudi Arabia, probably. And he himself described how that all living beings, human beings, should be vegetarians. And he took up quotations. Number of operations we do, and step by step, how we disappoint that all people, everyone, is not going to be there, even by any region around the world, is only to be vegetarians. And meditating is something personal. If you want to eat meat, you have to take your responsibility. But you also have to process our human animal. And if there is something wrong, so you have to get some people. They are very much convinced about it. They are very satisfied. So, they were very happy and came up with this book.
Yes. we mentioned that the four regulatory principles are keeping is not like a bhakti. All human beings are supposed to keep away from this. All human beings, the source of human beings, are supposed not to do these four things. It's normal. It's a normal life. But because we became so degraded, so people in this world think, I'm a vegetarian. Oh, human beings are supposed to keep these four things. Not to be told. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Swaminath Bhakti Jira Namura Maharaja
Ki Jaya.
Gosha Prabhupada Ki
Jaya.
You are close? On what?
On what, yes.
Right. Welcome.
Thank you.